This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. This weekend, the international community is commemorating the 20th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide, one of the darkest chapters in recent human history. Over the course of a 100-day period in 1994, beginning on April the 6th, more than 800,000 Rwandans were killed, most of them ethnic Tutsis. Anunchata Kaligiwa is a Rwandan Catholic whose parents and all her siblings, six brothers and one sister, were slaughtered during the genocide. She now works in Kigali for the National Peace and Justice Commission of the Catholic Church in Rwanda. And she spoke to me about the genocide and how she learned to forgive the perpetrators and help other survivors of the genocide to do the same.
All my family, my father, my mother, and three brothers and one sister, they all killed during genocide. One who survived in our family.
And how did you manage to survive?
A few days before they were killed, my father helped me to go away from my own village. It was in some kilometers. I was with another family.
And that saved your life?
Yes.
Was it easy for you to learn to forgive those who killed the rest of your family?
Well, it was difficult for me, but I received the support from the other members of family, the aunties, the church, because I'm a Christian and I believe that God can help me. I was praying. When I came to work with the Assistant Deputy Commission, I started to work with community, with perpetrators and survivors. So that work has helped me to pass through the step of forgiveness and reconciliation.
Do you still see the scars of the genocide in Rwanda today, or has it learnt to move on from this terrible period in its history?
There are a lot of programs of reconciliation, even within the church, a lot of programs who can help to recover from trauma, from other problems. If I evaluate that, there is a good result in this area because people receive support, others, their work, together. I can give example when they have to give a job. There is no discrimination, but some survivors have some psychosocial problems related to losing big family.
What is your message, or what are your feelings on this 20th anniversary of the genocide?
We need to support each other, to have this program to reinforce the process of forgiveness.